Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Friends, buddies, pals, welcome back to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm so glad that you decided to join us today, because today we're talking about the R, the E, the S, and the T. For those of you who might have not been able to put it together that quickly, I'm talking about rest. And we're talking about when is the right time to take a rest. Friends, today I just had the wonderful opportunity to speak at the Potter's House and to the students of the NAF Academy in conjunction with the Dallas ISD. It was a phenomenal opportunity today, getting to meet with probably over 400 different students. One young man told me he wants to be the first Hispanic president of the United States. Another young lady told me that she wants to be an aerospace engineer. Another gentleman told me he wants to be a zoologist. And I'm just listening to each and every one of these students, and I was getting fired up, because these aren't things that you hear from somebody on a day-to-day basis. And hearing these things come from high school students, I was empowered. I was encouraged. And I said, wow, if that's what they're striving for, then I have to continue to set the bar high for my own life, because then we can all continue to press forward towards that mark. So we're talking about, what does that look like? And the reason I came to this point, because after I did the engagement today and I hung around and shook some hands and talked with them for a little bit, I realized that I was exhausted today. Because first and foremost, I didn't get much sleep last night. I was tossing and turning, scratching my head. My head was just randomly itching. It was crazy. It didn't even make sense. And then I would awake. And then at that point, just had to get up and then go ahead and prepare to present. And then after that, then I went to my best friend. He had a fashion show, went to his show. And the couple days before that, I was running around going to another school. And then tomorrow morning, Friday, I'm going to find myself at another school speaking to some students. And as I began to think about this process, I began to realize that although I've prayed and I've desire to have these opportunities to impact many lives and speak to many different individuals, if I'm going at it or pouring from a cup that's half empty or a cup that's completely empty, then I'm not doing any good, and I'm going to burn myself out, and ultimately I won't be able to serve those others. So I just wanted to challenge us today to think about, are we really helping or are we hurting ourselves and other individuals by us just going left, right, to and fro? And it's kind of like trying to get to where you're going in a car with no gas. You know eventually your tank is going to run out, and ultimately you know you need to refill. But if you don't take the time to stop and refill, then you will be riding on E. And then you ride on E, it's only a long enough time before you will have no gas at all. So I just wanted that to be something that could sit in your mind, because if you're in grad school, if you have your own business, if you're operating in day-to-day life, we have to find a place to take breaks. If we don't find a place to take breaks, then we're going to ultimately self-destruct. And for that reason, friends, I know I discussed going on for the podcast to go 30 days straight doing a podcast episode every day. But coming up on Monday, Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday, we'll see, I am actually going to go on vacation. And when I go on vacation, I'm not going to record a podcast episode. We'll see. I might record one. Either way, I'm not going to record one every day. And for that reason, I think we all should take a moment and self-reflect and say, do we need to take a little break, just a little time away, so that we can recharge, so that we can refresh, and so that we can come back better than ever before? So what does even taking a rest look like? For some people, it might be, like we've talked about before, unplugging, just getting away, self-care, getting yourself a pedicure, getting yourself a manicure, taking the time to not be so stressed out, allowing yourself to be childish for a little bit, just unplugging from the day-to-day adult lifestyle. That could be one way. Maybe you can go to Dave & Buster's, get on the go-karts, do something you love and don't do all the time. Take a moment, go get some ice cream. Take a moment, go hang out with a friend. Some of these things are just things that can help us ultimately be the best us. Maybe go have drinks with a friend. maybe just get away from doing work for a brief period of time. Just get away. Just go outside, take your shoes off, put your feet in the grass, and just sit there and say, this is good. I'm enjoying this. This is really good. And with that, I want to share the quote of the week. The quote of the week this week would be, rest is the sweet sauce of labor. And that is by a gentleman by the name of Plutarch, I believe it's pronounced. It's an older philosopher. But he said, rest is the sweet sauce of labor. When we put in that work and we put in that time, we put in that effort, we deserve to take a break. We deserve to rest. So get the rest that you deserve and enjoy it, because you truly earned it. The challenge by choice, I pretty much said it already, it's to spend a moment taking some time for yourself. I know today was International Women's Day, and I was talking with one of my friends the other day, Afritina Anderson, and I then began to tell her, you know, sometimes the black woman is expected to do this, that, and the third, doing all these things. And sometimes that they're accountable to have so many things in position or in place, or they want to have so many things in position or place, and they don't allow themselves to take a break or take a rest sometime. Granted, that's not all. So I don't want to think it's a generalization, but I think everybody can learn from that situation. I think we all need to learn when to press pause on our life, when to take some time out, and when to chill. So take that time for yourself. Take that time. And the winner's circle of the week. The winner's circle of the week today is Mr. Cameron Tadashi. On Instagram, he's at ILLUMINDAJI. Because he started this hashtag, Boost Black Men. Because he wants to help change the stigma and show individuals that there are many black men out here doing great things. There are many black men out here encouraging others, serving others, and supporting others. And for that specific reason, he wanted to start the hashtag. So if you know of an African-American male, tag them, write a little bit about them, put the hashtag Boost Black Men, so that we can help change the stereotype and shift that stigma that is there. And lastly, friends, like I said, I want to be brief. We're going to close it out. Find some rest this week. I want you to take the time and find some rest going into the weekend. You might want to go see Black Panther for the 17th time. I don't know. But either way, I want you to find some rest, and I want you to take some time for yourself, because this is the only body you have, and you deserve to make sure that it is kept up. Friends, as always, we greatly appreciate you taking the time to tune in to our Speak Your Success podcast. And as we're continuing to drive the Speak Your Success 5K, if you would like to be a sponsor, or if you would like to purchase a copy of Process so that we can match that order and donate a copy to a child in your name, please feel free to visit jonathanjonespeaks.com/products. Or feel free to shoot us a DM at Speak Your Success on Instagram, or even to Jonathan Jones Speaks on Instagram as well. And I would love to take the time to talk with you, to connect with you, and see what we need to do so that we can continue to push the campaign forward. Friends, if this podcast has added value to you, we would like to challenge you to take the time, share the podcast, as well as take the time and leave us a helpful review so we can continue to expand the platform and continue to expand the impact. Once again, friends, continue to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?